Page 4. On page 4, there is a map of the proposed new development at Wellbourne and the surrounding area. The article's title is Planning Blueprint is Just the Start, and Tom tells us more.
The scale of the Wellbourne development, the amount of building that is to take place over a 20-year period, meant that it had to have a strategic plan of its own and be scrutinised by Government Inspector David Hogger. At the same time, the Development Sites and Policy Plan, which is for housing development for the rest of the borough, excluding Wellbourne, was also the subject of a public inquiry and the same scrutiny by the same Government Inspector. David Hogger declared both plans to be sound, and the Development Sites and Policy Plan has now been adopted by the Council. The plan, which covers the period 2014 to 2026, currently provides for 1,800 homes. Of these 1,800, the majority are either built, under construction, or have planning consent in place. Land for the remaining homes has been identified in the plan mainly on brownfield sites in built-up areas where the right infrastructure, such as access roads, shops and schools, is already in place. With the Wellbourne plan running for the next 20 years, 2016 to 2036, and the development sites and policy plan only covering the next 10 years, 2016 to 2026, the council now needs to address the needs of the rest of the borough for the period up to 2036, using the government's new method of forecasting.